Welcome to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast, your one-stop shop for television, movie, video games, comic books, book reviews, and more. Now, without further ado, here's Steven and Mike. Bad Batch finale, baby. Dun, dun, dun. All right, everybody. It has been 16 weeks, and we have been going through talking Bad Batch. And today, we are continuing to talk about with the finale. First of all, welcome to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. It is great to have you here with us. Thank you for taking the journey with us on the Bad Batch series. It's been long and arduous at times, which we'll probably talk about today. I am your co-host, Stephen Boster, along with my high school buddy, Mr. Michael Shanks. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning to all you geeks out there in geekdom land. For a second there, Stephen, you kind of made me think that you forgot me.
Right.
I was like, wait, is Steven doing this podcast solo? What happened here?
No.
Just the way you opened up. I was like,
Am I here? Yes, I was excited to start getting into it. Then I realized, a minute. I got to finish the intro. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us because you know what? We just like having a good time. And so we're so glad you're here with us. We are not professionals.
We don't even play one on TV.
That's right.
That's an old joke, but by golly, I like it.
It's a good one. I'm not a doctor, but I did play one on TV.
And we haven't stayed in a Holiday Express either.
You're right. That's
Those were great commercials, by the way.
They were good. We still laugh about them today. So, I mean, you know.
That's funny. Love it. The person would come in to some meeting or something and start just taking over the meeting.
Just
and they're
taking
like,
over
wow, who are you? Well, I'm so-and-so, and I've never done this before, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Yeah.
I don't know how Holiday Express makes you an expert at anything, but apparently it makes you an expert at everything.
Dang, so, right?
So maybe that's the thing. We got to go stay at a Holiday Express, and then we become expert podcasters.
Dun, dun, dun. Maybe.
Or maybe a rock star or an astronaut.
or a doctor for the CDC.
Oh, boy.
I'm teasing. All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to our Bad Batch Season 1 finale episode. And we've got some things to talk about.
We sure do.
You know, so we're just going to start rolling with this, everybody. Again, we're not going to do a play-by-play. There's other folks that do that. Star Wars Theory does an excellent job with it. I actually watched this. I know I try not to watch other people's stuff before we do our episode. I did want to watch it.
I've been watching Star Wars Theory just before we do the episodes, just to give me a little nice recap, because he does a really good job. Yeah, he does a very good job at that. Sometimes my brain just needs a recap before we do the episode.
Right. Right. And so I did watch his, and all right, there's that big sigh, everybody. I'm so sorry. Grumpy. How do you want to do this, Mike? Do you want to do this, like, what this episode, and then we just kind of go back and say what we feel about the series as a whole? Like, do it in two parts?
Yeah,
on this one?
I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead and rate this like we normally do. So let's start with that. And then I think when we finish it, we'll rate the series as a whole. You know, let's not give our series rating until the end of it.
Okay.
So with that said,
strap on, everybody.
Yeah, what's our marker for this one? What are we using?
Go ahead. You pick it this time.
Okay, I got it. I give it 3 AZs. Three AZ droids.
Three AZ droids. I love it.
Three out of five.
Okay.
That's being right. Generous, actually.
I'm going to base mine on a couple of things. Base it on this episode. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to base it on being a finale episode as
yes.
well.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that's, I'm just going to say that at the beginning. 2 out of 5 AZs.
Out
of five. If it was a filler episode, I'd probably give it 3 out of 5, maybe 3.5 out of 5.
You mean a regular episode, not a filler episode.
This didn't even count as a regular episode for me.
It was supposed to be a season finale.
It was supposed to be a season finale, which is why I only gave it 2.
Sure, I agree.
I'm gonna
I wouldn't have called this if this was in the season, I still wouldn't have called it a filler episode though. There was character development in this.
Yeah, there was something in this.
Well, we had all the tension with Crosshair.
All right, here we go. Strap on, everybody. No. This was a filler episode. The action in it was great. I'm just going to tell you right now. The action sequences, we start right off where we ended the other. There was no further real character development in here, in my opinion. This was, are you telling me that I went through 16 weeks and this is what I get for a finale? That's my expectation, and I'm actually pretty frustrated.
I'm not disagreeing with you there.
I think the issue is you. One of my things about storytelling is if you create who's the guy who directed the Force Awakens at J.J. Abrams? Yeah. He has this thing called the mystery box. So you create mystery within the story. I love that. There's no problem with that. But by golly, if you create that mystery box, you better do some kind of payoff before the end of a season. And this goes back to, I think, my frustration with Loki. Guys, if you haven't listened to the Loki episode, go back and listen to the Loki episode. But I think I'm a little bit more stern on this one because Loki was only 8 episodes. This was 16.
Yeah.
And you give me this kind of an ending. After all of this, you know, I dealt with the A-team missions, the SID missions, you know, the kind of a thing through the whole thing.
Hey, no, I love the A-team. Back off the A-team, man.
Concept. I think it's fine. And if that's where they're going to go, that's totally fine. But this was a huge letdown for me as far as a season finale. Disney created, Star Wars created this whole mystery box on who is Omega. And the payoffs that we got for the whole season actually happened in the last episode. She's older than the Bad Batch.
Yep.
She probably ages much slower.
Yep.
You know, we don't know how old she is, so she's probably more smart than we think she is. But those were just the inklings we got. And I thought, oh, we're going to get some kind of cool payoff, more information on that in the next episode. We didn't. Sure. It was a link episode. It was not a finale. Last week's episode, episode 15, was more of a finale.
Yeah. Well.
Because, okay, yay, we get to, I was like, oh, we get the showdown. Okay, here's Hunter and Crosshair back and forth. And we do get some of that. But we didn't get any kind of resolution.
Let me ask you this.
It still continued. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think this would have been better as a season opener? Really?
Okay. No, because I still think, I think season openers, I'm sorry, there's an expectation I think that has been created with what
the season opener does need to be a
big... The season opener is just as big and as exciting as the season finale.
Okay.
Because that season opener, we want to get you hooked in.
All right. And then that's fair.
Season finale, we want you begging for more. Like, okay, I can't wait for season 2. I'll be honest with you, Mike. After this, I feel like you're just going to give me more of the same of season 1. You see, that's how I feel. And I don't think I can handle another 16 weeks like this one. So that's how I feel after it. Now, Okay. Obviously, are they going to do that? No. Through the other TV series that we've seen with Star Wars, you know, we see more action, we see more fleshed out characters. You know, season one ends up being just the introduction to everybody in the tension. But dadgummit, you gave me 16 weeks of that. Right. And so now I'm like, no, I expected something to help propel me to be interested in season two. Right now, I've got so many other things that I want to watch, and I have to make decisions about what I watch and what, you know, just it's just time. I don't have the time for all of it. And so I have to make decisions. Bad Batch season two is not on my list.
Wow. Wow.
That's how I feel. Okay. There's my rant. There's my rant, everybody.
Grumpy Steven is here.
it's stern Steven, kind of a thing, because and yes, it may be expectations, and maybe I do have some issues with having high expectations on something. And, you know, I expect a lot of myself. I expect a lot, you know. And so maybe that's a problem for me or something. But this was not a season finale. Unless you did all the last two episodes should have been one, you know, one big finale.
If you look at the
finale part one, part two.
Yeah, it actually did credit it as finale part one, part two. Because we noticed that last night when I didn't notice that last week though.
I did.
Did you?
But I did.
Okay. See, I didn't notice last week.
I was reading off that. Remember last time I was reading off?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. We didn't even read the synopsis.
And I was trying to read off the synopsis.
Yeah, right. We didn't even read the synopsis this time.
No, we didn't, because why should we?
Fair.
Sorry. Okay, there's my rant. I'm so sorry.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with you. I didn't feel like there was a big payoff at the end. And I was frustrated with it. I really was. I really wanted something bigger out of this. Like I said, I wanted Vader to show up.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You said that last time. Yeah.
I still want Vader to show up somewhere in the series. I want it to happen. I think it has to happen at some point. You have to establish
that Vader. I thought we were getting it at the end.
Yeah, I really did. And, you know, we got nothing. We didn't even get any returns from anybody in this, you know? Rex didn't even. That was another speculation that Rex might be in the season finale too. No Rex either. And I guess the way it was set up, you couldn't really have Rex there. I don't know.
You could have at the end, you know, what shall I say? As that cliffhanger, Rex says, "Hey guys, I need you. We've got this kind of situation," or something, blah, 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 blah. Or "we found where Nala Se is," or, you know, something, or that, you know, they do the Nala Se thing. And then they come back and say, "Rex, you know, comes in and says, guys, I need your help. There's something big going on and you're the guys for it," or, you know, something to that effect to create. Okay. Oh, what's coming next? You know, but there was no payoff in order to give us what's coming next.
Now I'll say maybe I'm just not as harsh on it as you are. That could come. I have this long love for Star Wars. And I'm wanting the next season to be better. You know, I'm not saying this was a bad season. I'm not saying that at all.
Overall, we're not there yet.
No. Overall, we'll go into that. I'm not saying this was a bad season. This was a bad finale, though. Definitely a bad finale.
Okay.
I would not rank this as a top finale for any show that I've ever watched, honestly. There was some okay stuff in there, but then there was some other stuff that I'm getting annoyed with. I hate to say it, but I'm getting annoyed with Omega.
What? Yeah. I'm curious. Go into more detail on that. What do you mean?
Okay, so for the last how many episodes, all we get out of Omega is, "We gotta go save them. We have to go save them, no matter what. Even if we all die doing it, we have to go save them." And she did it again. Okay. Now,
So there's a repeated pattern that you're like, hey, that was cool in the beginning. I get she's really about trying to save people no matter who they are.
Right.
But, you know, we're kind of wearing that out.
Exactly. That's what, is that what I'm hearing? Yes. The rubber's getting real thin on that tire right there.
Okay. Great analogy.
Put the penny in the tread, and you're going to see that the tread's running thin. Wires are starting to show.
Lincoln's head on the penny.
Yes, you're seeing Lincoln's head. The wires are
Lincoln's nose.
cords are starting to come out, and it's starting to bug me. It's especially okay. I get her wanting to save Crosshair. That makes sense to me. I'm fine with that. Okay.
It's a brother. They say that thing. He's a brother.
Okay. He is good. Her brother, and she acknowledged that. I get that. You got to go save your brother. Even if you don't agree with your brother, you have to go save your family. Brother. Great, great human moment. Love it.
Okay. I'll give you that. Yeah.
I don't give two craps about the droid. And she almost took them all down.
Why did we have to save the droid?
Why do we have to save the droid? Okay.
We don't have an emotional connection with the droid.
This is not R2-D2. This is not R2-D2.
Okay.
If it was R2-D2, I get it. We have come to love R2-D2. Is AZ funny? Sure. AZ is funny. Was AZ being a hero in the moment? Yes, he was being a hero in the moment. Let him die as a hero?
It would have been a fine end.
You don't heroic end. Yeah, you do not take down the team to save this droid. I'm sorry, I don't like that. Let the droid go.
Let's give a comparison. Let's go to Rebels. Who's the droid in Rebels? That was.
I have a more emotional connection to Chopper than I do to AZ. Yep. Right. And you know what? Chopper's a little jerk.
That's true. We have more of a connection with that.
Yeah, exactly.
AZ, we didn't have that emotional connection with AZ. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I like AZ.
I think you're right.
He's a good character, but I don't have that emotional connection, and I don't think that it was worth the effort to go after him. I really don't. I'm sorry.
Unless the whole thing was to supplement the moment where Crosshair grabs the gun and you think for that split second, you think he's going to shoot Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what he's doing is sending out, going down to shoot the droid to bring the droid up. Which
I love Dave Filoni. And I've said in the past, and Dave Filoni, we trust, but I got to say, this is an area where George Lucas would have looked at Dave Filoni and said, droids are like toasters. There's a million of them. Everybody has one. Who cares? They're toasters.
Love it.
That's my feeble George Lucas.
I know. I enjoy it.
I can't do a Dave Filoni. I would love to do a Dave Filoni, but I can't do Dave Filoni. I just can't do his voice.
So I'd agree with you. There was a disconnect there. It's like, really? Where are we at with this? Unless there was that moment when AZ was giving, its life for her. I completed my mission.
Yes.
Kind of thing. And I thought that was great. It was a heartfelt. I'm like, yeah, what a way to go. That's a heroic end kind of a thing. But then she was like, I'm going back for him.
Gotta
like,
go save AZ. I'm going, what? Why? He's a toaster.
He's a toaster.
I'm not going to give up my life for my toaster.
Right.
Do I like my toaster? Sure. I like toast. I wish I could do the toast song now. Anyone who doesn't know the toast song, look it up on YouTube. It's fantastic. It's great.
Parlez-vous en français? French toast.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
But I love toast. And I love that song.
You could always get another toaster.
But you can always get another toaster.
Goes out on me.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if that's the aspect of the droids having their own personalities or whatever. Do you get connected? You know, having a pet. But it was, I don't know. I agree with you. I don't know if it bothered me. That part bothered me as much as it did you. But I appreciate you bringing that up, because now that I think about it, I'm like, yeah, you're right. It was just kind of like, wait, we just got you out of this one. You're going right. to willingly go back
you know what,
in.
You know what it's kind of like?
Hey, here we go. Another metaphor.
I'm going to go back to the sequel trilogy. One of the things that annoys me, all Get Out annoys me about the sequel trilogy, is Last Jedi. When we got Finn, and Finn has that moment where he could have went out as a hero, and he crashes his ship into what was it, the AT-ATs or whatever, and you know, but he could have went out as a hero and taken out so many of the first.
Well, he
was
going after that whole cannon thing.
Yeah, the cannon thing. That's right, the cannon thing. He could have he could have taken that thing out. He could have died a hero's death. I think that would have been a lot of meaning for Finn. Sure, it would have taken him out of the third episode, or you know, the last episode, last filming.
Yeah,
film.
Otherwise,
but
of course, he wasn't much in that one either.
Yeah, no, he wasn't really. He was kind of a waste in that. So why not give him a hero's death? No. What happens? Rose comes and stops him from running into it, and gives that horrible, I think the worst line in Star Wars is, you know, people complain about Anakin and his, I hate sand. It's
right,
it's coarse, and it's rough, and it gets everywhere. Yeah, well, guess what? That line is William Shakespeare compared to Rose's line. And I'm not harping on the actress. The actress
did her job.
She did a great job. Nobody take that as I'm harping on her. I am harping on the writing of that film. That was terrible. So, and I felt the same way about this. I'm like, really? We're going after a toaster. Let the toaster go. So that's all I got to say about that.
This is the special edition rant episode of the Bad Batch finale. Thank you for joining us, everyone.
We have Grumpy Steven and Grumpy Mike.
Right?
Welcome to the grumpy episode.
Right.
Oh, I wish I had a grumpy t-shirt.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, let me talk about the things I did like. Okay. That we liked, excuse me that, you know, and I'll start off I did enjoy the aspect that the episode really started taking place right at the end from the previous episode. We're just continuing on. So
yes,
that gives credence to finale one, finale two.
And I got to admit that portion of it, that sends chills. That portion's actually really good, because it's like, oh man, there goes Kamino. We've lived with
now
Kamino.
Know what happened.
Right. And it's kind of a bummer, you know, because it's like the clones are truly gone. This is it, you know. We only have a very, very limited number of the clones now. Good emotional moments. What?
There's no new ones going to be made. Right. Whatever's out there, that's the last of the clones.
We're done. And that was a good emotional moment. I like that. I agree with you. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent job there.
Yeah. I thought it was really good. I thought, oh, yeah, okay, here's the, you know, and maybe that having that revelation of here's what's happened to the clones was why I was like, I love last week's episode. And maybe that was the whole point of, you know, maybe if they just ended there to set up. I don't know. I don't know yet. I just know I didn't enjoy this last episode, but I enjoyed the beginning where it's like, okay, it's exploding. How are they going to get out? I love the fact that they, you know, we're not leaving a brother behind, and they've got Crosshair. They're trying to hold on to him. You know, he's still knocked out.
Oh yeah. You get almost a Mission Impossible feeling. I say that, and I've never watched a Mission Impossible movie in my life, but I mean, you get that feeling of, oh my gosh, how do they get out of this? You know, that aspect's good. That's good stuff right there.
I thought it started off great.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we're just trying to escape. That's the whole episode, is trying to escape. And I'm like, huh. And I just kind of, I'll be honest with you. I know there's this whole thing where there's this underwater monster or something. I kind of dozed off for a little bit.
Well, now I got to admit, when that came up, of course, Qui-Gon Jinn's voice comes into my head and I immediately go, there's always a bigger fish.
Right.
And maybe
that's in there for that reason.
Let's be open here.
Filoni does everything on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is done on purpose. Or that's what we assume as Star Wars fans, that there has to be some kind of connection with another thing. And maybe that's bad on us. But I feel like they're propagating that. And maybe that scene was meant to help us remind us what he said. What Qui-Gon said.
True. If you look at Star Wars in general, there is this whole there's always a bigger fish aspect to it. You know, we have stormtroopers, then we have Imperial commanders. You know, they're bigger than the stormtroopers. You know, and the stormtroopers seem like a big threat at one point. Then the Imperial commanders, they seem like a bigger threat. And then of course we got Vader, and then we've got the Emperor. So there's always a bigger fish, you know. Maybe that's Filoni just doing some little bit of storytelling. I don't know.
Maybe. Or foreshadowing.
Yeah, foreshadowing.
That, you know, Bob, Admiral Bob, is going to, you know. We didn't see anything happen with him, which I was kind of hoping for. He was in the beginning of it.
He was on the Star Destroyer at the beginning.
Yeah, but that was it. Yeah. I mean, that's, well, I mean.
Did you need anything from him?
Yeah, we predicted that he was going to get killed, and Tarkin was going to.
Oh, well, sure.
You know, so I guess we have
to. But see, we didn't get
Admiral Bob for another season.
We didn't get Vader coming in, being annoyed with him, and force choking.
And I thought we were going to get that. Gosh. I really thought we were going to get that when they took Mala Say to that location. Where, you know, you saw the guy or the person there greeting with that same uniform that we saw. Or it looked similar.
Okay,
as the one
but on the Mando. All right, I'm gonna defend Bob for a second here.
Okay,
is it a failure? Did he fail? Because I mean, he just took out the clones.
Good call.
On the other hand, from Vader's point of view, that could be a failure. Because I think Vader still has a little bit of attachment to the clones.
To the clones.
But we don't know that for sure yet.
Caught that. Where did we catch that in? That was the end of Clone Wars, latest season that we got right at the very end, where he saw all the sticks with the helmets on there or something like that, right?
Yep. It's kind of a balancing, you know, which side of Vader do we get? Do we get the Imperial Vader, you know, we get the Imperial Commander type Vader, or do we get Lord Vader, who was loyal to his team, which would have been the clones? So, yeah, it all depends on which Vader we get there, you know.
Interesting.
And I'm not sure which one we would get at this point. I have no clue. That's...
Right.
See, that's something that would have been really interesting in this episode. Vader should have been in it.
We needed something bigger than what we got. Unless they thought the whole thing of realizing that Mala Say was going to be working on the Empire's clone project, and maybe foreshadowing that connection with the game where they revealed with... why can I think of it? Battlefront 2, where, you know, they reveal about there was a clone program for the Emperor.
Right, right.
And maybe we're getting into that, and maybe. But I don't know.
Now, I have to say,
go ahead.
Mala Say was an aspect I liked of this episode. I did like them revealing her, and we've seen Empire cloning facilities. Because let's face it, that's what we're seeing, you know. So we're moving out of the Kamonians cloning facilities, and we're moving into the Imperial cloning facilities. So, and we're starting to get to a point where it's like, this is where things are getting, you know, where we're really doing things wrong. You know, what are we building here? What are we making here? Because that becomes the question. are we leading towards Snoke? Are we leading to connect to the sequel trilogy? Could we be going in that aspect? Could we also be leaning towards experimenting with creatures like Grogu, Baby Yoda? Because if you see, if you pay attention to the one guy, he came out, he's wearing the same uniform that the guy in The Mandalorian was wearing, who was doing something.
Like the same or right. similar, at least. Yeah. Yeah.
So, what direction are we moving in here? Or, like you said, are we moving in a direction where they're possibly going to clone the Emperor? Because we know that happens, and we do know that Snoke has something. Snoke is a result of some of that too. So,
go ahead. Here's my opinion. Hang on. You ready?
I'm ready.
I don't care, and here's why I say that. I don't, because one, you know, I thought Snoke was a great character when we, in the first movie of the sequel trilogy, okay, agreed. Force Awakens. I was intrigued. I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then, you know, they Boba Fetted him in the second movie.
Boba Fetted. Oh, my gosh, I hate that.
You know what I'm saying? I was just like, what?
Can we do away with that saying? Because Boba Fett lives.
He does live. But my point being is they tried to kill him off.
I know.
But okay. All right. What happened in the first of the prequel trilogy? They did with all the droids, you mess up thing and then boom. Okay. We fixed it real nice and neat. He's gone. Here's the thing.
I don't care about Snoke either. I could care
that's
less.
That's my point.
I do care about Grogu though.
But, well, I'll get to that in a second. Okay. So the whole thing with Snoke is, I don't care. He's dead. You didn't expand the character. And in fact, I think you, yeah, it's Grogu. I see. Everybody's showing it on the video. He's showing his little Grogu figure. So the thing is, you know how you were saying about the droids earlier about is there an emotional connection or something? Snoke, they didn't flesh out Snoke in The Rise of Skywalker. He was just a pass by. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look, there he is in the little container. Okay.
But I'm not necessarily saying that Snoke is important. I'm not saying that at all. But the cloning aspect of stuff is.
I don't care about the clone. We've already been there and done that. That's my whole point. And I know this is the Bad Batch, and I know they're clones. I get that. But I want to see them move beyond. I don't really need another cloning story. Unless we're doing, how is it? How does George Lucas say it rhymes? How is that? What's the phrase?
It's like poetry. It rhymes.
Right. And maybe this is some type of rhyming that they're trying to do before. Here's my thing.
Okay, wait a minute. How did you feel about Mandalorian? We have a whole cloning aspect in Mandalorian. There is this mystery of what is Grogu?
I get that.
And cloners are involved in that.
I'm not in it for that. I'm not in it for the cloning story. Wow. I'm in it because I think the Mandalorian is just a very intriguing character. It is a space western.
I agree.
Love space westerns.
I do too.
In it for that. I like the aspect of Grogu being a character within himself. But the story behind Grogu and being a clone, I don't care. Or possibly being a clone. I just don't care for it.
I don't know how you cannot care about that.
I want to see the. I want to see the Western style.
You don't want to know who Grogu is?
No, I don't. I don't
what?
Have.
That doesn't like intrigue you at all.
I want to see what Grogu becomes. That's what I care about. I think Grogu is an incredible character, and I want to see what happens with Grogu. But as far as Grogu's backstory, no, I don't have any interest. I think I'm just burnt out on clone stuff, and maybe that's the case, and maybe that's why I'm like. If that's where you're going to go in season two, we've already been there. Okay. Yes, I do appreciate the fact that we destroyed Kamino. That was a great revelation because it answered a question. Well, what happened to Kamino? You know, kind of a thing. And it was done well. I think it was the concept of why they didn't, how they didn't, how they moved up there. That was great storytelling. But to continue to propagate, I don't need everything to connect the dots. And here's the thing about Bad Batch. I think those are great characters. They're a great team.
Yeah.
I think the tension with Crosshair, albeit that it kills me, the kind of a thing is great storytelling. And even at the end of this episode, I was like, really? I thought for sure he would join up with the team and all season two would be trying to rebuild that trust and brotherhood.
I'll admit, I don't understand. Well, okay. I think I did say that I thought Crosshair was going to end up going on his own. And I still think he's going to go on his own, especially the way this ended, because he stayed. He stayed on Kamino. The Empire's not coming back. They don't care.
How's he going to get off the...
I don't know. That's what I don't understand. How's he getting off? How's he going to get wherever he's going to go next? What is he going to do? So that's the only intriguing thing we got out of this episode, honestly. Mm-hmm. It was like, what the heck is Crosshair doing? You know, if it would have been me, even if I disagreed with them, I would be like, fine, I'll go with you. And then once we get wherever we're going, then I go my own way.
Drop me off somewhere and go my own way. Right. I thought the same thing. And then when, I was like, how's he getting off?
Yeah, so let's say he. I don't understand it.
Yeah, unless they get an Imperial ship, they come down and get him. He gives them the intel that, hey, this little girl that's with
already,
him.
Commander Robert already said, let him die with the clones. He does not care. He's not coming back. The Imperials aren't coming back. So, and I don't know that he has any other connections in the Empire that would come back for him. They haven't alluded to that. Mm-hmm. He hasn't made any other connections. So I have no clue. Rex ain't coming for him. There's no way Rex would come for him. Rex would be like, No, dude, you can die.
You made your choice.
Right.
That was the interesting thing about this episode. That's one another thing
I liked
about
it. That's true. Yeah, they all made choices, that's for sure. And I think he made a lousy choice.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I just was disappointed. You know, here we are supposed to be talking about the parts that we liked and keep going parts we didn't like, kind of a thing. And I hate to be so stern and strong with this.
Well, I tried to give another point I liked, but then you went off into this tangent of
I did. Okay,
I don't
go
like
ahead.
The clones
I'm so sorry.
And stuff.
You are correct.
So, but no, I was just saying I liked Lamassu. I think that introduces some connective tissue to either possibly the sequel trilogy or the Mandalorian. One of the two. I think they're probably leaning towards the Mandalorian. Only because we get that uniform, which matches what we saw in The Mandalorian. So I got a feeling we're leaning towards The Mandalorian. We're leaning into possibly what's leading up to what they're doing with Grogu, or what they're trying to do with Grogu, which I find fascinating. I want to know more about. I'm, you know, good with it. But now the question becomes, do we tell that story in Bad Batch? Or do we tell that in The Mandalorian? That's, you know, so where do we tell that?
It's Nalase, not Lamassu, by the way.
Oh, I'm
Lamassu
sorry.
Lamassu is the one we presumed got
all
killed.
Confused.
I know. Sorry.
I apologize to any Kimonians out there.
All right. Just like last week.
I do not mean to offend any Kimonians.
Wait. Well, yeah. Anyway, continue on. I'm sorry. I interrupted. So,
well, no, that's what I'm saying. Those things I liked. And then, you know, as we discussed this, there's an aspect to the choices I liked. You know, I thought that was interesting how we made the choices. But then we go into this whole thing of we don't quite understand Crosshair's choice. So you have that.
And maybe that's some of the tension. We're like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right now, unless, you know, they try to explain it somehow. But
well, I'm sure, and they're going to. We're going to find out next season what happens to Crosshair. I mean, we may not find out exactly how he gets off of Kamino.
Just all of a sudden, he's back with wherever, or right. He's wherever.
Right, which is going to be funny because you're going to get people who are going to be upset with that. Wait a minute, how do you get off the planet? You know, I don't know. I may not care. I mean, this goes back to, you know, we just talked about Suicide Squad, which you'll be hearing next week. And right. the fact that we liked how Suicide Squad just kind of dropped him in. We didn't get a whole lot of backstory. Just dropped him in and gave us some action. So I'm kind of okay if season two opens up and we got Crosshair doing something awesome in season two. And he's not on Kamino. And we just get right into the action. I know there's going to be people out there who are going to go, wait a minute, how do you get off the planet?
Right. But I mean, because realistically, because of this episode, you're like, nothing's making...
But here's the thing. We know he's going to.
We know he is.
We know it. For a fact, he's going to get off. What?
So why should we care? You know, we know he is.
So do I really care how he gets off the planet? No, actually, I don't. Whatever. I just don't understand the choice. That's all.
Yeah, right. I mean, we've got some explanations of how he's about whoever the winner's going to be. He wants to be on the winning team. But every team has wins and losses, kind of a thing. But I think he sees the Empire for what it is.
I think he has his sights higher than the Empire. I still stand on he looks at the Empire as a stepping stone, you know. This is just a means to the end, and I have higher sights. I have, you know, I'm meant to be more than what they've made me, and I'm going to do it. That's what I think Crosshair Crosshair thinks that he's going to be bigger than the Empire at some point. Not sure how he plans on achieving that.
Right.
It's going to be a little difficult by himself, but...
Right.
I think he has high hopes.
Got high hopes. Sorry.
Doesn't really sound like the song for him, but.
Right. Right.
That's funny.
I will survive. That's probably his.
That sounds more like him there.
Well, yeah. The question I'm going through right now is my whole aspect of, am I really going to watch season two right now? Like I mentioned earlier, I'm like, well, I probably will watch the first episode. Let's see where we go with this. You may be doing Bad Batch episodes on your own. I'm just kidding. Oh, gosh. Is Steven going to quit Bad Batch episodes?
I guess that's where we're going to find out who really controls this podcast.
Oh, gosh. Everybody, we're making a joke off of what we talked about. If next week when you listen to our Suicide Squad episode, we had a discussion on who makes the final decisions for the podcast and stuff, and just had fun with it.
And so who has creative control and who has...
Right. Kind of a thing. So look, someone has to make the final decisions on stuff. So sure. We're just saying. So it's fun.
But we are a team. We are a team.
We are a team, by golly. Yes, we are.
We need a secretary, but we're a team.
Right. So I would, where we go from here into season two, because we are getting season two. I mean, that's been announced. So,
oh, definitely.
Excuse me. So the question is where do we think we go from here? What predictions do you have? You've already started leaning into some of that. So I thought, oh, that's probably a good discussion. Let me hear what you have said.
You know, it is really hard coming out of this episode to see where we're going. Are we going back to Sid at all? Are we done with Sid? Or do we
talked briefly about that last week, where I think, yes, we are.
You think we're going to get some more
A-team episodes.
Well,
because you got Rhea Perlman. I mean, you don't just hire him. You know, I think they've got to make money. I thought that was a good point on your part in some of our episodes about they have to make a living. You know, just trying to make their living in the verse, you know.
Yeah, but is Rhea Perlman that big a name, really? I mean,
I say she's coming back. I think we're going to get more A-team episodes because they have to make a living, and that's how going to flesh out the characters.
See, and I've heard some rumors that they're saying, and I say this is a rumor because I haven't heard anything official. Right. But I've heard some rumors that they're saying that Bad Batch is going to change a lot in season two. So I kind of wonder if we're going away from the whole A-team aspect of the of the snatching.
I will welcome that.
Of and the I'm snatching all for grabs change. And I don't know if we can
try
do
new things to see if they work. I'm good with that.
I don't know if we can do another 16 episodes of snatching grabs.
Agreed.
I mean, I think it worked well for the most part for season one. I thought it did a lot of establishment of the characters. You know, we learned a lot about them through these adventures. But we're really not going to need that in season two, you know? And as much as I love the original A-Team, I did. That was fantastic. But, you know, that was a different time. It was a different type of storytelling. And we're not doing that type of storytelling anymore. So I kind of think they got to move on from that. I think we got to do something different for season two.
Okay.
And you know, Clone Wars had how many seasons? 7, 8 seasons? And Clone Wars grew. Each season it grew. It did something different. The basic idea of Clone Wars kind of stayed the same. But it grew over those 7 seasons, and I want to see Bad Batch grow too. So I don't know exactly what to expect of them. I don't know. I don't know where we go from here. And I have no clue where Crosshair's going. Because I almost thought we were going to get, okay, Crosshair's going to rejoin the group hesitantly. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a slow redemption arc over a time
over the whole season. I thought that's how it was going to be.
I honestly, but I don't think we're going to get that now. I don't think that's the way. I think it's still going to be Crosshair versus the rest of the Bad Batch.
Good point. Good point.
So that's really the only prediction I got. And Vader needs to show up.
Yeah, I think with Vader showing up gives credence to where we are in the timeline.
And again, I don't want Vader coming in as the big bad. I don't want that because then it turns into, they slipped out of Vader's hands again and you foiled me again. You know, we don't want Vader turning into that. No way, no shape, no form. No,
I think it's the same with Tarkin. I don't think Tarkin should be the big bad guy.
But see, and they've done a really good job with Tarkin throughout this season. They've interspersed him and made him a leader.
But I think that's the same thing with Vader. That same aspect. But whoever
that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see with Vader. I want to see that same similar thing with Vader, just to establish he is here. He knows they exist. Mm-hmm. You know, give that ominous present of Darth Vader. That's what I want. I'm not saying I want Darth Vader in every single episode. I'm not even saying I want him in several episodes. I just want an appearance. I want them to know he's there. That's all.
Yep. No, I think, I think Admiral Bob is fine for the big villain, the big foil then. If we didn't get rid of him, then that means he's probably the one they have to deal with. And, you know,
and if Vader comes in and gets rid of him, I love it. Let's do it. Let's see it.
Why are you killing me? Because you're just generic.
Because I can.
All right. So anyway, I don't know where they go from here. I really don't. And frankly, I think my disappointment in this episode is you've heard me say, I don't know if I'm invested or not. I do enjoy the characters though. I do enjoy the Bad Batch as a team. So I'm struggling. I'm grieving. I'm in my grieving mode. It's only been 24 hours since I've watched it.
You know, come probably, I'm going to guess around January, we'll probably start seeing some Bad Batch season 2 stuff.
Okay.
And then you know what's going to happen. They're going to put this fantastic trailer and you're going to go, oh, that looks great. Just wait.
All right. You're probably, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it one more shot.
No, that's not what I'm going to hear out of you. I'm going to hear, did you see the Bad Batch season 2 trailer? That's what I'm going to hear. I'm expecting it. I was disappointed with this episode. I'm not going to lie. I was very disappointed with it. And as you're right, as a season finale, this was not a good season finale. And I'm not saying that people can't enjoy this episode. Somebody may have loved this episode. They may have thought it was fantastic. And that's fine.
And it was good. The action was good. The animation was phenomenal.
Yeah.
With the water and stuff. It was incredible.
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole look of Kamino is like, wow. You know, and seeing the destruction of it. And
I'm sure there was a lot of work. And there was a lot of technical stuff that they did, which was really good.
Speaking of that. So they made a point to go, yes, all of the cities have been destroyed. Because we knew that wasn't the only one.
That.
How is it that one platform remains? How come they didn't take out that platform? Yes, I.
It was underwater.
What? It was not underwater.
The ship was there. That's right. The ship was on top of it.
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
Ship was sitting on top of it. If it was underwater, it wouldn't have been able to get to the Marauder.
How would they have missed it if they got all the cities on Kamino?
Right.
And how did they coordinate that?
Well.
Just that one big Star Destroyer ship just went around the whole planet?
No, there was more than one. There was more than one.
So they took care of all of them around the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, and we know they have multiple Star Destroyers, so that's I don't have a problem with that. I'm fine with that. I just find it funny. We took out all the cities. We left this platform here.
Right.
I don't know what they thought. Maybe they're going to send TIE fighters back.
Right. Maybe just in case we got a land under construction was going on its way there, and it's like, oh, we've got a hiccup. We just need you guys to take care of it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was on the short list. Kamino was on the short list for Death Star targets.
Yeah, we took out enough of them. Don't worry about it.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they just didn't see the platform.
Maybe. It was too small.
Yeah, it's too
significant.
Yeah, I'll chalk it up to they didn't see it.
But you're right. You are right. It's almost like it was thrown in. Well, some goofy fan is going to get so technical on us. Well, you go. What happened to the rest of the cities? You know, because we did say that. We did say that last week.
You know,
we did talk about that other location.
Another voice that I need to work on is the comic book guy from Simpsons. We needed him right there. I'm not good at that voice either.
That's all right. Practice makes perfect.
I'm not even going to attempt it right now.
That's all right. We're still practicing on your George Lucas.
I like to do the George Lucas one.
Right. Well, okay. So as a whole, what is your rating for the season?
All right. We're going five, right?
We're going five.
What are we using as our indicators?
Let's see. That's a good question because we kind of like to have fun with this.
Yeah, we always pick something different, so
we could always say bad batch members because we lost one.
Well, I mean, yeah, we
because originally there were five, then that one got replaced with another one. So.
You know, I kind of thought one of them might die too. I thought that might happen, and that didn't happen
give
either.
Give some stakes,
yeah,
to the show.
See if they would have done that too, man. That really could have added to the season finale. You know, I mean, I hate to see one of our team get killed, but you know, it brought weight to the Walking Dead.
Well, it depends
on which version of The Walking Dead, because Fear of the Walking Dead, when that first started, I didn't care when anyone died in that show. I was like, oh, they're dead. Who cares? Whoop-de-doo.
Somebody else is out.
Great.
Okay, so let's just say, I don't know, Kamino's?
Well, you know what? Since it's the Bad Batch, since it's clone-based, why don't we go clone trooper helmets?
All right, clone trooper helmets. I like it.
As a whole, the season as a whole, I will give it four clone trooper helmets out of five. 4 out of 5.
And why is that?
I really like Bad Batch. And I gotta admit, when this series was introduced, I first said, I don't know if I care. I really don't know if I care. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I liked them when they were introduced in the Clone Wars. I thought they were interesting, but I was like, how can you build a whole show around this team? Is it really going to be that interesting? And I think they did a good job doing that.
They did. I'll give you that. Absolutely.
So I really liked that. I really liked Omega. I started getting annoyed with her towards the end. I told you that today. And I really like that character. I think she's intriguing. And I do want to know more about her. I want to know, who's older, her Boba Fett, you know, at this point? Because now I'm questioning, she might be the older one. Because at first I thought Boba Fett was the older one. Now I think she might actually be the older one. I'm not sure. Because she said she was older than the Bad Batch themselves. So I find that intriguing. So that aspect of her I like. I'm getting annoyed with her. How do I say it?
Well, it's just like Crosshair said. So are we taking orders from a little girl?
Sure.
Well, I think that's.
Well, it's not even just that. It's the we got to save everybody. This aunt is going to get killed. We got to save it. Okay. You got to back off on that a bit. All right. I understand the naivety in the beginning of it. I get it. But as she's going along and she's becoming more and more part of the team, she has to realize at some point these are military and there's going to be loss. I think that's important. And yes, I know she's technically a kid, but we just found out she may not necessarily be a kid. So, yeah. And I get the heart. I like the heart. But at some point, you got to realize there has to be a loss, too. So, and if it's a freaking droid, let the droid die. unless it's R2. R2, I get. R2, I get. Maybe even 3PO.
Let 3PO go.
Well, I said maybe 3PO.
Yeah.
Let's hope Anthony Daniels ain't listening. I don't think he is, but.
All right.
But then again, if he is, well, okay, great, because then maybe he'll come on and go, no, this is why.
Right. Okay.
Anthony, if you're listening, right. I would love to have you on the podcast.
So what else would you say about the season?
Oh, and animation is just fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
It's much better. They keep kicking it up a notch every season of whatever new show every year. It's really good.
It's like, wow. There were some scenes that I watched, and I'm going, holy crap, am I watching live action or an animation here? And it's just like, wow. It's mind-blowing how good they're getting. So I love that aspect of it, too. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think it's a very good series, and I still want to see season two. I'm not at that point where, I'm ready to kick it on down the road. No, I want to see season two because I want to see where these characters are going to go. Mm-hmm. You got me. You got me there. I just was disappointed with the finale. You could have done a better job with the finale. That's. Mm-hmm. But I'm not at the point where I'm ready to just throw it out. Now, I think the series has to change in season two. I don't think we can carry on doing the exact same things we did through season one and have 16 more episodes of snatch and grabs. I'm going to be like, maybe it's time to end this.
Right.
So we'll see. Right. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, my turn. All right, everybody.
Strap in. Get ready.
Here we go. As the season as a whole, I'll actually give a minimum of 3.5, if not 4 out of 5 helmets.
Okay.
Clone helmets. The characters were fantastic. We got Cad Bane back. which was great. We got great camaraderie, within these characters who work well together. And then you had loss of a fifth wheel, that bumped off. And so that created great tension. I thought that was great. I do agree with you. When it was announced, I was like, man, I love the characters. I love them in Clone Wars. Right. How in the world are you going to make a whole series out of them? How's that going to happen? But They did. I was pleasantly surprised. I was in there. I did like Sid. Don't hear me say that I didn't like Sid. I liked the aspect. Okay, they're doing some snatch and grabs and stuff. But it was repeated over and over. And I'm like, look, you're stretching this out. And does it really need to be? I don't think it needed to be stretched out at all.
I agree with that.
You've got great story elements within itself, and to do a full episode on something just to introduce a specific character, and I mean, like when the Pike Syndicate came back or whatever, I'm like, you're repeating snatch and grab to introduce a character, which you could do in another episode on its own, without having to do a whole episode just to prove that point. So I don't think it could. I think it could have been shorter, and I think it should have been shorter. While I am disappointed within the finale, my disappointment, I think, is rooted in the fact that I was invested in the story and you didn't give me a good payoff. I think that's my issue, that I really enjoyed it. And then at the end, it just fizzles out, kind of a thing. So that's kind of where I'm at with that, and that's why I said it's still a good series. I think the two reasons why I don't know if I'm really ready or vested for season two is because it could have been shorter. You fizzled on the end, and as I stated earlier, I have to make decisions on what I have time to watch, kind of a thing, and because there's a lot of great content out there, you can't watch it all. There's no way. So, I have to make choices. And right now, I'm like, if there's something else going on at the same time that interests me more, guess what? I'm probably going to go with it rather than Bad Batch and stuff. But not saying that this wasn't a good show. It just wasn't. It just went a little longer, a little repetitive, could have been shorter. And the ending, the season finale, was not a finale at all. Again, it was like a launching pad to reveal a couple of other things, but nothing. And again, that was my issue with the last episode of Loki.
But now, are you invested for Loki season two?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. again, because I went through the whole season, and while eight episodes was good, I think they paced it very well. I think with the finale, it's like you didn't give me closure really on an overarching story in it. So what's going to happen the next season? And again, it's just time. That's what it's based on. If I had more time, I'd probably be like, yeah, okay, I'll probably watch it and see, kind of a thing. But I have to make hard choices about what I make time for.
Sure.
And I think that's just what that's rooted in.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So I'd say no more than 3.5 to 4 out of 5. It was good. I was pleasantly surprised. I enjoyed it, and I think I was so invested in it that I got disappointed right at the very end, and that just kind of ruined it for me. And all that's how powerful for me personally that a finale can be.
Sure,
is do I continue or not? If you give me a fizzle finale, then you're making me ask the question: why did I invest all this time in it? Great storytelling, but you fizzled on the end. And maybe I'm being a little harsh or stern, and maybe I am. Okay, everybody, if you're listening, put on our Facebook page, Steven, you're full of it.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's very fair. Maybe I'm just a little more forgiving, and I want to give him a second chance. I don't know. We'll see.
Sure.
We'll see.
Sure.
I still think.
I don't believe in second chances. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing.
Wow. Dang.
I'm teasing.
Dang. That's harsh. Yeah. We'll see if you're saying the same thing when the trailers come out for season two.
Right. And then everybody, you will hear Steven say, Mike, you were right. I was wrong.
I got a feeling that's the, well, you may not say that exactly.
We're but marking your words now, by golly.
I think season two trailers will probably change your mind once they come out, but we'll see what happens.
I will be anxiously waiting. Actually,
wait till season two trailer comes up and you see this blaster. All you see is a blaster, and then that blaster comes down, and you see the Boba Fett helmet.
Okay, Darth Vader, Boba Fett, Cad Bane, right on.
Oh, I think we just created a new show.
Right, maybe we did.
There we go. All right, yeah, give me Boba Fett, Cad Bane, and Darth Vader, and I'm sold. I'm there.
Right on.
I'll be there for 16 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, any last comments about Bad Batch or discussions? Did we miss anything that you wanted to discuss?
No, I think we covered it all. I think we're good.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. Well, everybody, thanks for your time. Thanks for listening to me rant. I think I've ranted more harshly in this episode than I think of any of our podcasts. And I think that's all based on not being a bad show, but my disappointment with the end. I was getting all excited and ready, and this is what I get, you know, kind of a thing. So I think that. So everybody, thanks for your patience with me and your.
It definitely wasn't the Mandalorian finish.
No, it definitely was not. It definitely was not, which I would rank there as one of the top 10 finales of some shows.
Mandalorian was fantastic. So
yeah. I wanted more, and I couldn't wait to see what was going to happen next.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yep. All right, everybody. Well, with that, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out our website, twogeeksmike.com, for the gateways to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Ko-fi, and our merch page. And yeah, thanks for joining us. It's been an interesting episode. I will give it that.
All right. With that said, everybody have a good day. Over and out, and may the Force be with you. Thank you for joining us today on the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. Tune in next week when we will have more news and reviews. Until then,
may the Force be with you.